smell of rotting flesh filled the air, and the bodies hung from the castle walls, becoming a leather-like material from baking in the sun for several weeks. These were the bodies of the traitors after being tortured, then killed. Now some people might be wondering why several thousand people betrayed Peter the Great. It's simple. They didn't want to be westernized. Now let's get into the story on how Peter the Great westernized Russia. Now some people might be wondering why several thousand people betrayed Peter the Great. It's simple. They didn't want to be westernized. Now let's get into the story on how Peter the Great westernized Russia. It was the year 1672, and unknown to the world, a new ruler has been born. Peter the Great was destined to be the new ruler of Russia. One of the youngest rulers in Russia, Peter took the throne at just the age of 10 and had control of the government at age 17. But he'll be best known for the westernization of Russia. The young Peter the Great wasn't the wisest, and was further down the line from smart. Okay, to be frank, he was fairly dumb, but he was also very curious. So, one day, he found his curiosity got the better of him, and found himself on the way to Europe. While in Europe, he found new technology. He learned anatomy, as well as things like pulling teeth. By the time his trip had ended, he had discovered so many different things that he wanted to have incorporated in his society. Unable to learn them all, he instead recruited people who already had the knowledge and skills he desired and brought them back with him to Russia to teach his people a new way of living, a better way of living. The only thing is that his people were happy with the way they lived and saw no reason to change how they lived. So Peter decided, having both power of the government and the throne, that if his people didn't want to grow and change the society, that he would simply force them to. So Peter the Great used absolute monarchy and bettered Russia by exposing his people to new ideas, medicines, and tools. Some other things that Peter brought to Russia were some simpler things that we might not think about as much. For instance, the changing of clothing from animal skins and fur to cotton, as well as the mixing of genders in public. Peter also wanted to strengthen the military and expand Russia's borders, as well as centralize royal power, although some of those things won't happen to Russia in his lifetime. There is one thing that Peter is able to accomplish, and that is the strengthening of his armies. Some of the main reasons on why he wanted to do this was so he would be more empowered. His recently declared empire would be more empowered, and he would be more protected from his own citizens and those who wanted to revolt against him. I want to thank you for joining in on our podcast tonight. I hope that it was enjoyable and that you learned something new. Little Delicate, out.